Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The freedom to exercise one's will is a great asset and honor for a person. However, just as this freedom is a source of great honor for him, at times it becomes a source of great dishonor for him when he misuses this freedom, when he commits a crime against the society, when he commits an excess against another individual. Criminals need to be kept in check. Everyone would agree that before a crime is committed, a society needs to be reformed and it needs to be educated that committing excesses against other people is a grave sin. However, once a crime is committed, it becomes essential to punish such a criminal so that the outbreaks and instances of other similar crimes is kept in check. In the Sharia of the Almighty, 5 major crimes are mentioned and legislation is done in their regard. These 5 major crimes are Muharba and Fasad fil Ard, murder and injury, fornication, Qazf and theft. The Quran says that except for these 5 crimes, the nature and matter of other punishments or the punishments of other crimes has been left to the discretion of an Islamic state. Similarly, crimes, lesser forms of these crimes, of these 5 crimes, has also been left to the discretion of Islamic state. And only a state has the authority to administer these punishments. And the only exception for any other punishment is death. The death sentence cannot be given to any individual except if he is guilty of murder or guilty of spreading disorder in the society. In this session, we shall now take a look at these 5 major crimes for which the Sharia has legislated certain punishments. The first of these crimes is called Muharba and Fasad fil Ard. When in the time of in the life of the Prophet, if a person shows a rebellious attitude to any of his directives or to the government which he has established, then such a person is called a person who is guilty of Muharba. Similarly, Fasad fil Ard is a Quranic term. It means that a person creates a law and order situation in the society and he attacks the life, wealth, honor, and freedom of expression of people. So when murder becomes terrorism, fornication becomes rape, and theft becomes robbery, and people take to dissolute practices, they take to prostitution and other ill ways, and indulge in intimidating and hijacking people, then such people are called people who are guilty of spreading disorder and anarchy in the society, or in other words, they are people who are guilty of fasad fil ard. The Quran has legislated 4 punishments for such people. The first of these punishments is called taqtil. Taqtil means to kill someone in an exemplary fashion. The second of these punishments is taslib, which means crucifying a criminal. The third of these punishments is cutting his limbs from opposite sides. And the fourth of these punishments is banishing him from the land or exiling him from the place of his crime. These 4 punishments, as we can see, differ in intensity and they give discretion to an Islamic state so that it can treat the criminal according to the extent of the crime he has committed and keeping in view the circumstances in which he has committed that particular crime. The Quran says that if such criminals come up and give themselves up before the government reaches them, then they shall not be held guilty of Muharba and they shall be given punishments of some lesser punishment. The second crime for which the Quran has legislated a punishment is murder and injury. The Quran says that in such cases, qisas shall be taken from the person who has perpetrated this crime. And about qisas, the Quran says, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِسَاسِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. O men of understanding, in qisas is great life. Now, a person from whom qisas has to be taken, and qisas in fact means to treat the criminal or to treat the criminal in the same manner in which he had treated the victim. The Quran says that in taking qisas, complete equality has to be observed. So therefore, if the person who had committed the crime is a slave, then that particular slave shall be held accountable. Similarly, if he is a man or a woman, then that particular man or woman only shall be held accountable and punished, and no one in their place shall be punished. However, if the heirs of the victim, they decide to forgive the criminal, then in this case, if the government is also, if a court of law is also satisfied that such forgiveness is according to the norms of justice, then in such cases the matter shall be settled on diyat or in forms of some lesser punishment. The diyat is a fine which is imposed on the criminal, and it shall be given according to the customs and traditions of a society. In cases of murder, of unintentional murder, in which people are unintentionally killed, the Quran has also given a complete principle and a complete ruling. If the person who is killed is a Muslim citizen, or that person is belongs to a country with whom that Muslim nation has a treaty, then if that person is not forgiven, then he shall have to pay diyat and also liberate one slave. However, if that unintentionally killed person belongs to an enemy country, then he only needs to liberate one slave. In this case, diyat shall not be applicable to him. Today we know that the institution of slavery no longer exists, and some scholars have given this ijtihad that in places of liberating a slave, one can make effort to liberate prisoners which are found in various jails and which need money to set them free, actually. The third crime for which the Quran has legislated is the crime of fornication. The Quran says that people who commit fornication and their crime is also proven in a court of law, then whether he's a man or a woman, he shall or she shall be inflicted with 100 stripes. He or she would be flogged with 100 stripes, and this punishment shall be carried out publicly, so that they are publicly humiliated, and instances of this crime are checked for in future. Also, their marriage with chaste men and women shall be held prohibited. The way this crime is mentioned in the Quran and the way its punishment is mentioned in the Quran, one comes to know that this punishment is actually the maximum punishment which should be given to a criminal. If a criminal deserves any lenience, and there are certain mitigating circumstances in which this crime has been committed, then he can be given lesser forms of punishment. The fourth crime for which the Quran has legislated is called qazf. Qazf means to accuse someone of fornication. This matter can occur in two ways. A person can accuse a chaste man or woman of fornication, or this matter can come into play between a husband and wife. The Quran says that if a person accuses a chaste man or a woman of fornication, then he must produce 4 eyewitnesses for this. If he fails to do so, then he himself shall be inflicted with 80 stripes. And in future, his testimony, his evidence shall stand redundant in all affairs. His testimony shall not be held acceptable. The second case of accusing someone of fornication is called li'an. And this occurs between a husband and wife. The Quran says when a husband accuses his wife of fornication, and he also does not have any evidence for this, then the matter shall be settled on the basis of oaths. He will swear 4 times by the Almighty and say that he is truthful in his claim. And the 5th time he will swear and say that if he lies, then the curse of God should be on him. In return, if the wife does not say anything and accepts this accusation, then the punishment of fornication shall be implemented on her. However, the only way in which she can free herself from this is that she herself swears 4 times by the Almighty and say that this person has made a wrong accusation. And then in the 5th time, she should swear and say that she is truthful in this matter. The 5th crime for which the Quran has legislated is the crime of theft. The Quran says that whether a thief is a man or a woman, if his crime is established in a court of law, and also he does not deserve any mitigation, any lenience, then one of his hands should be cut from the wrist. These then are the 5 major crimes for which the Quran has legislated. It has left the case of lesser forms of these crimes to the discretion of Islamic State, and also left the matter of other crimes to the discretion of an Islamic State. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.